from your hostess with the mostest, Lauren Hines.
This is I Did It My Way, the podcast that brings you into the story of leading entrepreneurs and tastemakers.
Mary Chapman was born in Ohio and later transferred to Georgia for a corporate career promotion at AT&T. Mary grew up in the corporate IT world, working in several roles during her long tenure while at AT&T, from project manager to director of business development. Those roles all afforded her the opportunity to travel extensively and learn how to develop and grow a business. Mary has been married for 21 years and has two beautiful daughters. Passionate about love, life, marriage, and all things bridal, Mary was asked to write for Black Bride about love and romance within marriage in 2010, and later acquired blackbride.com to further her commitment to assist couples before and after the aisle. Along with Black Bride, Mary is the owner of Love Life Designs, LLC, a romantic decorating and design firm based out of Suwanee, Georgia. Love Life Designs, LLC, which is now the parent company of blackbride.com and Black Bride magazine, also includes the popular After the Aisle extension of the brand in support of couples after the I Do's. The company is truly a life cycle brand for couples providing support before and after the aisle. Mary looks forward to sharing real love stories and valuable information with brides and grooms-to-be to assist couples as they journey into marriage through the popular lifestyle Black Bride magazine brand. Mary looks forward to sharing real love stories and valuable information with brides and grooms-to-be to assist couples as they journey into marriage through the popular lifestyle Black Bride brand she has branded over the last 5 years along with her team. Leaving corporate America through early retirement and starting a small business was a real leap of faith, Mary says. Mary is excited and looking forward to continuing to work together within the bridal community along with amazing wedding professionals around the globe in support of women of color who are excited about love, marriage, marrying well, and staying married. I am truly blessed to be in a position to affect change in a positive way. I feel honored to take over a company with such a long history of supporting women of color since 1998, says Chapman. Mary and the Black Bride team produce a highly anticipated semi-annual bridal publication. Mrs. Chapman has been featured in Ebony Magazine, Uptown Magazine, Black Enterprise, Rolling Out Magazine, Urban Lux Magazine, Huffington Post Weddings, and more. Mary has made a number of local television appearances to promote the first boutique-style Black Bride bridal show in Atlanta and has been asked to speak nationwide about marriage and all things bridal. Mary also produces luxury bridal events around the country. Hello, everyone, and thanks again for joining us for another installment of I Did It My Way, the video and podcast version for, of course, all you hustlers out there who are seriously making some things happen in the event world and beyond. I am Lauren Hines, your esteemed hostess, and I'm so happy to have a very special installment in, of course, our studio office today with Ms. Mary Chapman, of the CEO of Black Bride Magazine. Today, we're glad to have you here with us today, Mary. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. It's funny, I met you maybe a couple months ago, but it's like we're already connected.
We're
and
kindred.
We're
spirits,
kindred.
Our souls
exactly.
are connected. We're soul sisters.
I feel that way, and I'm so grateful for you for taking the time to come and chat with our audience today. Because, you know, you've inspired so many and in ways that you probably didn't even recognize that you were doing. And I'm so glad to have you here to get to more of our audience and just help them as they journey through, as they try to do it their way and they try to progress and how do they make their stance or their voice in an industry that's so crowded and so loud at times. How do they stay true to themselves? And, you know, having you here with us is going to make, I think, mountain of difference for many of the people listening today, so thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So Mary, tell us a little bit more about, I'm familiar, but share your background with our group today a little bit more about how you came to Black Bride and how all of that came to fruition.
Well, I started out in information technology years ago, I don't want to go into how many because I want to be dated, but I started my career in information technology at AT&T, and I had a very long tenure there. It was everything from project management to analyzing data to then eventually being a director there of business development and working virtual office the last 5 years of my career, which was very, very exciting. And it takes discipline to be able to do that, obviously. And then, you know, propelled myself into learning every aspect of my field at the time, which was, you know, voice, data, you know, IP, so that I could better serve the customer. And I that was sort of my first taste of entrepreneurship, if you will, because I had my own database of customers. And they were global and some, you know, of course, national as well. So I started out in, like I said, in information technology. And then I was traveling the whole time, all you know, all over the country. And I realized that, you know, in marriage and being married and in marriage, that some things were a little missing there, you know, in terms of taking time out to really reverence your marriage. And traveling a lot, you know, you kind of, you're missing things in your marriage, and so you have to do things to stay connected and keep the marriage spicy and keep it going. And so
long distance, I don't know how you're that's a challenge.
Just, you know, and yes, it was, and being away 2 weeks at a time, sort of new to marriage, so I started sort of dabbling in some things at home, like rose petals and candles, and trying to do things to just keep it, you know, going and keep the intimacy, because there's a huge difference between intimacy, you know, sex and romance. And sometimes couples kind of get that confused because they leave out all of the good stuff that leads up to the great stuff, if you will. So I started Love Life Designs. I started sort of doing it on the side, and it really wasn't a business. It was sort of just a hobby that I was doing on the side. And as I began to contemplate in my head after 25 years of being at the same company, contemplating leaving, I started thinking, you know, on the realm of entrepreneurship. It just started, you know, the picture of it was coming into my mind about, maybe I could be an entrepreneur when I leave corporate. I have to do something because I started there very young. And I was just too young to retire and just sit down, you know, or sit on the front porch in the rocking chair. So I was approached, you know, by my director about a great package that was coming down the pipe at AT&T. The last good package, if you will. And so I start thinking, this could be my chance to leave. Even though I really did have a great job and I enjoyed my job, and I you know, was really making inroads, especially as a woman of color, and being promoted to levels that you, a lot of, you know, you don't see. But I still had that thirst for my, to be on my own time, if you will, and be my own boss. So we actually did a Love Life Design, is what I call it, for a friend of ours. It's a real estate agent, her and her husband both. And we went to their suite for their wedding night and decorated it. And I was just in my element. I felt like this is what I have to be doing, because she actually called us when they got to the hotel. She was crying because she was like, this is the perfect ending to my perfect day. And you know how stressful it is planning a wedding. So to walk into all of this loveliness, all these candles, you know, these rose petals, paths. They were both very inspired.
So what was the core service of, or is the core service of Love Life Designs?
It's a it's the romantic decorating. It's a, it's packages that you could put together to surprise your spouse or for their birthday, anniversaries or wedding nights. Is that's what we really were doing most of, is wedding nights. So I knew that I was onto something at that point, but I was still in corporate. It's like a hybridpreneur, you know, where you have one leg in your job and one leg in your business. And I wasn't really set up to be in business when I did that for them. We just did it as a gift too, because it's like, you know, they, there were real estate agents, and, you know, she owns a salon, so we were like, what do you get people that, it's one of those things that have everything, you know, they don't need a toaster, so we wanted to do something different, and that's when, you know, I knew that it just you know, could be a business.
Right.
I tell.
Absolutely. Yeah, certainly a niche for that. So doing this, you're about to get this last awesome package, and you're working with your passion on the side, Love Life Designs, helping people, you know, really enter into marriage. The
right.
good stuff,
the
right?
Way.
You know? But when Black Bride, how did that come along? How did that happen?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, after doing Love Life Designs for probably 4 years, mm-hmm. I started writing about love and romance for a couple of magazines. Mm-hmm. I was writing for Mommy Mags and Hitch Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And Black Bride actually reached out to me about writing for them.
Nice.
Too, because that's a good time, like you said, to kind of before the marriage, to start talking about, you know, love and romance and how important it is to keep it alive.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I was just excited, you know, to start writing for Black Bride, and that's kind of where this, you know, where it started.
Very nice, very nice. So you've been writing for Black Bride, you know, educating, consulting on relationship romance and all that. Now, when did it become apparent that Black Bride was now needed a new CEO, and how did that conversation happen? How did you even learn about the opportunity?
Well, you know, I was writing for Black Bride for a couple of months, and my sister passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I stepped away from writing for a couple of months. And when I came back to it, Renee Harrington, the owner at the time, she had it up for acquisition. Mm-hmm. And for me, it just made sense. She approached me, and it made sense for me to acquire it.
Wow.
But I didn't do it right away. You know, of course, I wanted to pray about it
right.
and think about it, make sure that it was the right thing, you know, mm-hmm. the good fit. I needed to do research, of course,
yeah.
to make sure
the
that it had value.
Side of you, right?
Of course,
yeah.
you know. I'm like, you know, I need to really check you out. I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did all of that and researched the URL and make sure that, you know, it had value and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just wanted to make sure that before I acquire a brand that's been around for a long time, that I would be able to do a good job with carrying it to the next level.
Yes.
Because you think about it, Black Bride started in 1998,
mm.
which is,
wow.
you know, that's it's 19 years ago this
right.
year.
Right.
So you can
that's
imagine
amazing.
With technology yeah. and how the internet changes and websites and all that.
Yes.
You know, at that time, I wasn't even thinking about how big of a task.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just thinking
mm.
about was it a good fit for my life
wow.
and what I was already doing. And
so you guys are the, like,
out,
original platform for women of color than in getting married and
yeah.
that whole that's amazing, that's wonderful. I didn't know, you know, as far back as 1998
mm-hmm.
until we started talking. That's
yeah.
that's incredible. It says a lot as well for
it
the
is.
URL and the value of the company and the audience reach as well. So that's wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. I mean, I feel like it was a legacy. And actually, when I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, this is my sojourner moment to give
mm.
back to women of color. That was, you know, where my thought pattern was when I took it on. And I had already been thinking about doing a multicultural wedding magazine before with someone else, and it didn't work out. And so,
mm.
you know, God will bring things
mm.
to you the way that they're supposed to be. And that's how I really looked at when I start, you know, backtracking and analyzing
yeah.
how fast everything happened.
Mm.
And I just know that it's ordained by Him, you know,
right.
because of the way that it came to me.
Yes.
You know, me
yeah.
writing for them, it being up for acquisition, you know, the Renee Harrington, she still loves Black Bride,
yeah.
Even today.
Yeah.
She obviously started the business. I think a little bit of it may be in capitalism a little bit because
mm-hmm.
it's a niche market.
Oh, yeah.
But mm-hmm. I feel like she really was passionate in seeing the disparity in the market
mm-hmm.
of never seeing a black
gosh,
woman on the cover
know.
Of a major bridal
right.
magazine. Not, you know, I don't even have
yeah.
to name them because you can think about
oh, yes.
when you go to the grocery store or the bookstore now,
yeah.
you don't see a woman of color on the
oh,
cover
yeah.
of a major magazine. So
it took so long even for the first African American model to grace the cover of Vogue. I mean, and that
right.
was only a
Absolutely.
Couple decades earlier.
Right.
You know, so.
I recall those
yeah.
those times too.
Yeah.
But you know, for me, it just, you know, and she had a digital magazine as well as part of the platform. I didn't bring that over at the time because it was antiquated,
mm-hmm.
like the website, and there was a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
But it's just been a fast-moving train. She had some great opportunities that came her way. I mean, Chris Rock had approached Black Bride for cross-promoting the movie Hair.
Oh, great, yeah. That was a great documentary.
Right, I know. But, you know, that says something about what she had done with the brand that, you know, movie production houses were contacting her to cross-promote these films to the Black Bride audience.
Yeah.
And some of the great wedding industry folks today used to advertise on Black Bride because it was the only site out there for women of color.
Wow. Well, that says a lot. You know, that all has an impact where they are today as well. Hey, everyone. Hope you've been enjoying this episode of I Did It My Way. I'm Lauren Hines, your hostess. And at this point, we wanted to encourage you all to let us know if you have a business or you have a project that you're pushing forward. We would love to welcome you as a sponsor for I Did It My Way. In addition, we're here in the local Georgia area, so we have other opportunities if you are interested in being able to expand your business here in Atlanta, the metro Atlanta area, or if you are local to here. We want to encourage you to reach out and find out some opportunities available through the I Did It My Way sponsorship program, as well as some on-the-ground activities that we do through Atlanta Wedding and Event Professionals Network throughout the year. We have dozens of opportunities for you to be able to partner with us for more than simply the podcast, which of course will reach our audience, but also, of course, if you want more live on the ground visibility as well in the more high touch capacity, we're happy to be able to introduce some of those opportunities to you too. More so, we just love partnering with other vibrant entrepreneurs who are creating their stories every single day. And so help us along our journey, and we'll help you along yours as you consider partnering with us for I Did It My Way as a sponsor and beyond. If you want to reach out to us, you can contact me, Lauren Hines. You can reach out at info@atlantawep.com, or you can reach out to us by phone at 1-800-316-7816. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy the rest of your journey, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. Thanks for checking it out. Mm-hmm. So you noted some challenges. I mean, you talked about having the whole overhaul of the site. You know, coming in as a new CEO brings its own challenges into any organization. You know, also you talked about your sister, but I'd love to know some of your struggles as Black Brides or BB, BB's new CEO. What were some of the challenges you came as soon as that happened as soon as you came forward?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I hadn't been an entrepreneur outside of, you know, having sort of a fall guy by being in corporate. I felt like an entrepreneur because I had my own database of clients, and, you know, I had to do the things that you have to do in your business now, like your spreadsheet, your numbers, you know, making sure that you, you know, have your contacts and your emails, and, you know, it felt that way, but there was no team there, you know, like in corporate, you can go to your analyst, you can go to your secretary, you could go to your, you know, your fellow project manager, your director, and get things done.
Training, you
know,
send it on through the system.
But I didn't have any of that. And that was very challenging.
Yeah.
That required day and night of just working day and night, literally.
Wow.
And, one of the things that Renee, that was on the table for Black Bride at the time that I acquired it, was an opportunity to work with Sony and TriStar Films to cross-promote the movie Jumping the Broom. And I was like, wow. You know, she suggested that that be the first place that I start. And that was challenging in that, again, I had no clue. You know,
where to start there.
You know, I contacted them. And so we start brainstorming, you know, what we could do to get the partnership. And that is how the Black Bride Bridal Show was born.
Through the movie opportunity.
Yes, because we had to do something big. And so the executives, we came up with that idea to do the first Black Bride Bridal Show.
Wonderful. Isn't that something, through the movie partnership opportunity?
Yes, because they're like, otherwise you're not going to get it. And I'm sort of a... I'm determined. So I wanted that partnership, and you know, we did end up getting, we did get the partnership. But like I said, the challenges were all of the work, not knowing what I was doing, producing a show. Even I had never done that before. But I've learned a lot.
How do you feel your background in, you know, going from head of business development with AT&T to running this huge entity? And still having your Love Life Designs going, how have you been able to manage that? And how has your your past up until now helped you with that?
I feel like my project management background has really lent itself to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everything is managed like a project.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if anyone out there, you know, that is a project manager or that has gone through that, they know that you can use project management even in your personal life
mm-hmm.
to help you manage your household. So it definitely kicked in, you know, mm-hmm. what I had done, my corporate background.
Yeah.
Even from early on, you know, with starting out in order writing,
mm-hmm.
you know, learning how to write. So mm-hmm. that, all of that, you know, I was able to draw on all of
yeah,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what are some of the life challenges? Because as an entrepreneur, life is still going. It's not like, oh, I decided to start this business because the timing was perfect. That's, you know, pie in the sky.
Right.
We start our business because there's just no better time. And the present time is great. And so with that, though, life is always going as well. I mean, you're married, healthily married, two beautiful daughters that are now grown women.
Yes.
And how do you, talk a little bit about when your sister, I know you said your sister passed and you mm-hmm. had to pause for a second there.
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, as a woman for myself, I just think about how much a sister means. I have an older mm-hmm. sister, you know, and how my close people, gosh, I couldn't imagine life without them.
Right.
And so how did you just keep going forward, you know?
Oh my goodness, you know, that was very difficult for me, and that's why I stopped writing, because everything was shut down. You know, there's no creativity. You have to address those things, and I think we as women just really, you know, the saying about we feel like we could do anything, but normally it's on 10 or 100, where we literally do try to do everything, and, you know, I was not in the space to create anything, so I had to shut that down
mm-hmm.
when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually lost another sister last year, and that was very devastating because she was the oldest. And, you know, being that my parents are gone, she was the matriarch of the mm-hmm. family. So just dealing with that, and I don't know, I honestly don't have an answer to, you know, how I dealt with it outside of the fact that for me, I feel like I drown myself in work to help me deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's not always good either, because then you become burnt out. So now, you know, I'm of this thing that you have to put yourself first. You have to take time out from your business to really reverence who you are so that you can be there for other people. And, you know, it may sound cliche, but it's just very true, and it's simple.
Yeah.
But what makes it complicated is when we don't do it.
Mm.
And, you know, even in your marriage, you know, you have to do the same thing, because you're trying to be the everything for everyone, mm-hmm. including the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become burnt out and there's no creativity.
Yes.
So your business can suffer from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I know you say you don't quite know how, and you referenced your faith earlier, but I know there's some practical things as well that you say, okay, Mary, CEO of Black Bride, now time to be CEO of yourself and your mindset.
Right.
What are some practical things you do? Are there certain structures that you've had to put in place? Because just doing that for running a small business operation already is challenging. So how do you do that with this global platform?
Well, I had to really ask myself, what was I actually achieving by trying to do everything.
Mm.
You know, when we hear this thing about multitasking, and it's like, how many tasks are you really getting done, because you're working on multiple things. And so what I've put in place now is time for myself in the morning. You know, I definitely have always been a person that truly believes in the power of prayer,
mm-hmm.
but I've sort of elevated it by doing things like setting my timer on my phone to prayer times throughout the day.
That's good.
And it could be 5 minutes, you know.
Right.
But that has really made a big difference in my life to keep me sort of centered and balanced, and not feel like every hour of the day I have to be working on Black Bride.
Yes.
Or every hour of the day I have to be even taking a call from a family member sometimes can really deplete you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to keep yourself replenished by pouring into yourself. And
absolutely.
So And it's okay to be a little bit selfish with who you are, because if you burn out, then you're not going to be able to even do anything with your life, you know, your business. I mean, you think about health now.
Yeah.
People are dying younger.
Oh, gosh.
They're getting sick. So you just have to put measures in place. And mine was starting with my prayer life and getting back to doing that more often. You know, because typically people, you know, you might have prayer in the morning and prayer at night.
Right.
But throughout the day, you know, you're busy working on so many other things that it really replenishes me throughout the day.
That's good. You referenced taking calls sometimes from relatives or close friends, and to be that person for them, we owe it to ourselves and to them, our children, our spouses, our employees, or our staff members, to replenish ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need to be ready to receive whatever happens when life strikes.
Yeah, because I know when I was planning the bridal show, for an example, when I planned the first show, and I was working around the clock, literally, going to bed sometimes at 6 a.m., and my husband was like, are you literally just, you're not really just coming to bed, are you? And I'm like, yeah. And I remember not talking to my family a lot, particularly my sister, the one that passed away recently. This was years, you know, prior to her getting sick.
Right.
And, you know, when she came to the show, though, her mouth was on the floor. She was like, oh my gosh, now I realize why I haven't talked to you. She's like, this is amazing. Like, I'm just so proud of you.
Wow.
You know, because it was just, you know, so many different steps and levels and things that, you know, I worked on that I just didn't have time to talk to anybody.
She's like, oh, I get it.
She's like, I understand now. And then, of course, each year it got, you know, more people came on board and it freed up more time where I could, you know, have a life and talk to people.
Yeah,
So
tell me a little bit more on your thoughts on, I guess, your purpose and passion, because you've talked a lot about finding that balance and giving back to yourself and reverencing all that we have that kind of keeps these plates, really is the foundation of what keeps these plates up and moving. So what do you feel like your passion is right now, today, you know, sharing advice with people? If you could impart some type of, just really sharing of yourself, whatever your passion is, and just kind of thoughts on purpose.
My passion right now is showcasing women of color in the best light, because typically the media doesn't do that. They don't do a very good job of it. And I'm passionate about marriage, you know, and about love. It's particularly about love, because I think there's just so much hate, you know, and it's not all about necessarily love in relationships, you know, but just love, period, for people.
Absolutely.
And I'm passionate about, you know, connecting people with other people and helping them achieve their goals. Those are just some of the things that I'm really passionate about right now in the terms of business, my business space.
Yes, and it's great timing too. It's kind of opportune timing right now with what's happening in Hollywood. So many more black cast films are coming out.
Yes,
I just
great.
Watched Hidden Figures just a couple of days ago, and it was such an excellent portrayal of the Hidden Figures. But I think about their Hidden Figures all around. There's silent heroes all around, and it's good to give honor to whom honor is due. And it was such a great film. Shout out to the producer and the directors over there. But you also have After the Isle as a piece of the Black Bride or Love Life Designs umbrella. So can you talk a little bit about After the Isle?
Yes, After the Isle is that is a part of Black Bride that I've had from the very beginning, because that's sort of my love life design, you know, way of marrying that and bringing that into the picture. And then, you know, there's so much focus on the wedding. You know, the wedding is 10 minutes.
Yes.
You know, but what about after you marry? You know, that's where the struggle comes in, or the journey begins.
Right.
So we really want to be there for couples before and after the aisle.
Mm.
And that's where After the Isle came, you know, the name came from, is, you know, what are couples doing after they marry? Are they, you know, are they dating still? Are they dating each other? Are they having a good time? Are they communicating?
Mm.
You know, are they really pouring into one another and making each other better? You know, which is really what we're supposed to do for our spouse, you
Absolutely.
I do want to be clear that I believe that people should come to the relationship whole, and I'm not one of these women that feel like a man completes me, because I feel like I come complete
The start. That's right. He should
too. Right. And it's too much. Yeah. I think it's too much pressure on a man to feel like he's got to complete you.
Oh,
you know.
Absolutely.
But I do feel that After the Aisle is really something special for couples that, you know, they can stick with us, you know, even after they marry.
Yeah. I could think beyond, but we'll give that other idea afterwards, because that's private information. We'll share the other idea after the ..
Yes, definitely. I love that.
Well, Mary, I just want to thank you. I think time has flown by so quickly during this interview, but I certainly hope to have you back to talk more about some next things you have happening. Do you want to give us a quick, like, sneak peek into what's coming next for Mary Chatman or Black Bride?
Well, what's coming next for us? So what we're working on right now is the launch of our new website, which I'm really excited about, because, you know, each year you should, you know, refresh things, you know, for your readers. And, you know, we have a really powerful CMS platform coming on the new site. So
break that down. CMS for the
CMS.
Non-please.
Yes. You know,
that's awesome.
It's really just like for the vendors to have a really cool place, you know, to wear for their page, you know, in terms of our advertisers and making things easier for the brides to find our
site. Absolutely. That's good. That's good. Vendors need that good client management software system in place for them to really be able to connect with their target audience where their advertising dollars are.
Sure.
That's great.
And then, of course, you know, our bridal brunches. We're going to start, you know, that. I think the first one is coming up in April.
Oh, nice. Do you know where that's going to be?
Yes. I can't say.
Watch blackbride.com.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Join the mailing list on there as well.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
You'll share it. You'll share the information on there.
Yep.
Great. So where can brides connect with you, or where can professionals connect with you who want to be aware of what's happening in the world of Mary Chatman and the world of Black Bride?
Well, we're all over, like, with, you know, of course, on Instagram at BlackBride1998. We had to, you know, use that because someone had already taken Black Bride on Instagram. And 1998 is the year that the company was launched, so we came up with that.
Okay.
So BlackBride1998 on Instagram.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, BlackBride.com.
Of course.
BlackBride on Twitter, BlackBride on Pinterest, BlackBride USA on Facebook.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, Mary, thank you again so much for joining us
today. Thank you
for having me. I know you have also speaking in...
I'm speaking in Minnesota.
Minnesota,
next month, and we have a press trip coming up to Vegas next...
Oh, wonderful.
Well, Minnesota in March, and then a press trip coming up to Vegas in next month to tour their luxury wedding space.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
That's going to be fun.
Very excited.
Yeah. You all make sure to stay connected. Mary, again, thank you
so much.
Lord. I'm so glad
you're having me. I really enjoyed it.
Strange shaking your hand.
I know. We're supposed to be talking.
I know. It's
okay. Let's hug.
Thank you so much
for
the time coming in.
Thanks
it means the world to us and the audience. If you guys have any questions, please submit it to us. You can reach us at info@AtlantaWEP. That's info@AtlantaWEP. If you have any questions for Mary, so we're hoping to have her back hopefully soon. And if you have any questions you can send to us, we'll make sure to go ahead and review those and hopefully have them featured or answered on our next either live event or podcast or something awesome that we're doing within the world of Atlanta wedding and event professionals. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Of course, it's I Did It My Way. And, you know, the only way that this is possible, of course, is through sponsors and partners. And so if you want to support what we're doing, please reach out to us. We would love to have you be part of making the industry great again. And I had to, guys.
That
I had to. I'm so
one.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
But thanks again for joining us. Lauren Hines here. And I look forward to talking with you all or seeing you all soon.
Thank you for being a part of the magic with I Did It My Way. Visit us at www.atlantawep.com.